Bound.
Welcome to Susegarth Stories from Goa. I'm Clyde D'Souza and I travel and review the best of Goa's places and activities. Come experience these Susegarth shots with me. In this episode, I'm going to tell you what a Susegarth Christmas looks like. And in the end, give you tips on how you can also enjoy a Susegarth Christmas wherever you are. Oh, and I'll reveal the one Christmas carol that I listened to only after I've attended Midnight Mass. Listen till the end to find out which one that is. So, when does Christmas start? After Halloween? Nah, too early. After Thanksgiving? Maybe. Or does it begin to look like Christmas when you've decorated your home and started making Christmas sweets? For me, Christmas is a vibe. A vibe that has Susegarth elements. Now, what are Susegarth elements, you ask? Well, first let me say, I know I sometimes use Susegarth as a catch-all term for everything to do with Goa. And I've been thinking about the word itself. So here's what this constantly evolving word means to me. Mainly, it's the release of slow dopamine. It involves doing an activity you enjoy. It involves family or friends. And sometimes, it involves a celebration. So here's how I'm having a Susegarth Christmas this year. The season truly begins with a family Thanksgiving party around the last week of November. This involves a potluck dinner with each family member cooking a dish. Now, we've tried roast turkey, but other than looking fancy and making for a good Instagram photo, most of us aren't big on the taste. So these days, a juicy roast chicken does the trick. The next event that helps me hear the sleigh bells ringling is decorating the house. I do this in the second week of December. The boring part is the cleaning. But the fun part is listening to Christmas carols and watching my 7-foot tree heavy with ornaments and green, red, twinkling lights. A vase of poinsettia flowers adds that wintry feel. The only piece of decoration I leave for the end is the Christmas crib. Hey, baby Jesus only arrives on 24th, which is Christmas Eve. And this is something I place only after coming home from Midnight Mass. We're getting closer to Christmas now. And to get myself more in the mood, between the 15th and 20th, I watch whatever Christmas movies are streaming, no matter how cheesy and bad they are. This year, I watched my all-time classics, Love Actually, Home Alone, and believe it or not, Die Hard. Yippee-ki-yay! This is also the week I play the role of an elf and help my aunt with Christmas sweets. Our family favorites are Goan Neuris, which are half-moon-shaped dough filled with dry fruit rubber, Goa cheese, which is a Goa pulp, and dodol. Now, the first neuri, which is fried in the shape of a cross, to start things off on an auspicious note. The most awaited Christmas sweet popular among Goans is dodol, which is a thick halwa-like pudding of Goan jaggery, coconut milk, and rice flour. It really is a test of slow dopamine, because it takes about 5 hours to make, from getting the coconut milk to stirring the dodol, which itself takes about 2 to 3 hours and requires all hands on deck. I remember my grandmother cooking a huge cauldron and at least 10 people engaged in the process. Food is about associated memories after all. Maybe this is why dodol is one of my favorite Christmas sweets. We're now in the Christmas week. The house is decorated, most of the sweets made, and Christmas carols are on repeat. Oh, by the way, my offbeat Christmas song is Fairy Tale of New York. It's about an Irish couple out of luck on Christmas. Now, this is the week I attend a carol night and a Christmas bazaar at a Catholic gymkhana. This is also when I wear a cheesy Christmas t-shirt and maybe, just maybe, a Santa hat. A Christmas bazaar is a great place to buy sweets and cakes or homemade gifts if you want to take them for your secret Santa at work. By now, I've enjoyed listening to Wham's classic Last Christmas, and baby, it's cold outside. But I haven't yet played my midnight Christmas carol. Christmas Eve is here, and I attend midnight mass and wear a suit jacket even if it's not all that cold outside. Remember, it's all about the vibe. Midnight mass is lovely, with everyone dressed up. And if we have the time, we go around the village taking a look at all the Christmas cribs. Finally, we end the night with port wine, sorpotel, which is a spicy gravy made out of pork, and of course, a few Christmas sweets. And yes, now it's time when I listen to my midnight Christmas song. It's the 204-year-old Silent Night. But I listen to the original German version called Stille Nacht. But the celebrations have just begun. Normally, we head to Goa after Christmas and bring in New Year by burning an old man stuffed in hay and dressed up in old clothes. For fun, we all write chits with things of the past year that we'd like to burn. New Year's is brought in with fireworks and maybe a walk to the beach if we still have the energy. And that's how I have a Sosegad Christmas. So here are my tips on how you can also have a very Sosegad Christmas. 1. Watch cheesy Christmas movies all of December. 2. Buy deep red poinsettia flowers. 3. Try making a Christmas sweet all by yourself. Goa cheese is kinda easy. Dodol is Santa level, dude, and will require many, many elves. 4. Order a couple of Christmas design t-shirts in November itself. 5. Attend midnight mass for them feels. Hey, if you still need that extra motivation to get into the Sosegad spirit, then participate in our Sosegad Santa giveaway. I'm giving away signed copies of my book Sosegad to 2 lucky winners. Follow us at Bound India and Clyde D'Souza Author on Instagram for all the details. Hope you enjoyed this Sosegad short. Don't forget to rate, review and follow this podcast. This is Clyde saying bye for now. Follow me on Instagram at Clyde D'Souza Author or buy my book Sosegad, The Goan Art of Contentment, for more Goan stories, recipes and a whole lot more. This podcast is brought to you by Bound, a company that helps you grow through stories. Follow them at Bound India on all social platforms for updates on this podcast or take a look at their other podcast. And finally, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And as always, Mogaso.